Good morning, diners and travelers. You're listening to On the Menu with Ann and Peter Haig. And we are just returned home from 2 weeks in Spain. Had a wonderful time.
Lots of excitement, lots of wonderful dining to report on. And some of the excitement, not all of the excitement of the world's 50 best restaurants, which was, I have to tell you folks, it was so loud we left early.
That was after the after party.
After the after party, it was so yeah. Amazingly loud, and people were dancing. And it's not that we can't dance; it's just that sometimes
it was very loud.
You need your ears to function.
Yeah,
but anyway, what
it was hard doing interviews with all that noise. Yes.
Yeah, one of the most exciting moments in the whole evening was the coronation of Massimo Bottura once again for the second time in 3 years as the world's 50 best restaurant for his restaurant, Osteria Francescana.
And number one.
In the city of Modena. Yeah, he was the top.
Top one. And yeah.
And we attended a press conference and he was still excited.
Yes.
He was still absolutely, full of the experience and also full of the reason he thought why they've been successful at Osteria Francescana and why they'll continue to be successful in the future. It's a very thoughtful interview from a very thoughtful man. Here he goes.
I'm the world's best restaurant of Osteria Francescana, Massimo Bottura. So one question from me and then questions from you guys. So please raise your hand and keep it raised so we can get to you quickly, okay? Massimo, simple question. How does it feel to be back on top of the gastronomic world?
It's such an amazing feeling, But the amazing feeling is being in the middle of such a group of people, and I share with all of you guys, incredible projects that feel like just 5 years ago it couldn't be possible. This is a community. As I said, it's a community of people that really are creating a revolution in the food world, We are putting everything close to the study, and we are doing this all together. And step by step, one step at a time, we are changing the world. But I know it. And I feel it. I feel that, these things are like, they're unbelievable. And, every time I step into a repertory or I was mentioning before, this old lady, the day one, we opened in London, she walked into this place. She's sick. She had lunch, and said, "Can I have a microphone?" "Yes, of course." He said, "This is the most beautiful place in the world.
Oh.
This is going to create community. I'm 92 years old, and I can die very happy."
Oh.
This is the way, the spirit that is that I feel in this moment. I received a message from this people in the repertory in Paris saying, "We are courage. Courage. Me? Courage? Be in the middle of you guys? Be in the middle of my friends? They have to have courage. They don't know where they're going to see." So this is the point. The point is, of course, it's about being our team in Modena. But it's about all of us. And we are really changing. And I promise you, I'm going to use this podcast to really make even stronger the change that we are going to do.
Thank you. Questions from the floor. Wave and raise your hand. Tom, front line.
Congratulations. I wanted to ask you, do you think Osteria is a better restaurant than it was 2 years ago?
And it's yes. Now? Yes, it is. It's a better restaurant. And every single one we eat here, I've seen so many, they know that it's a better restaurant. Because the team is stronger, because we are more mature, because we are evolving in an epic way, but also in a static way, together. Without Australia Franciscana, I cannot do everything I'm doing, or we are doing, because I usually use the we, not I, and we are doing all together. And, you know, I really feel it. And I felt that, you know, I really have this kind of feeling, you know, and what can I say? I to be honest, yes, it's a better answer.
Yes, thank you. Anything? Have a good one.
What I'm excited about today is that much has to have this scale, impact at scale that you couldn't have had in the past. You have this global audience, and it's more than people who get to come in, one to one. And so, in your life, and we only have this one life, what do you want to be remembered for? Like, what do you want everybody to say about you, both publicly and privately? By the way,
I don't know. It's, you know, we have so many, you know, projects that are, you know, going on, and you know, remember, I think. The work that we are doing
Parmigiano.
Maybe to save the old compartment of Parmigiano-Reggiano after the earthquake. Yeah. 360,000 wheels of Parmigiano sold for the rest of it. You know, that's crazy, no? You have to dream big, you know? A universal exposition pavilion was going to stay forever as the key point of the universal exposition. Feed the planet. First of all, fight waste. Mm. So these are things that, you know, a chef could be just dreaming, you know, talking in front of the G7 or going to the United Nations and speak for the whole, you know, community of the chef.
Selfie.
It's unbelievable. The other day, Lara reminds me that, you know, last Friday, you know, I was in Korea cooking for the 200 most influential people in the world, and, you know, Henry Kissinger asked me for a selfie. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Further questions? Raise your hand. We'll come to you.
You can answer the question.
No. What I love so much about you is your charity work. And I think one of the best things that you've done for society is to waste of food. Share the waste of food to people who may not get to be able to eat good food. What would be the next project that you have?
But actually, my dream would be normality. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be normal in the world to open a suitcase like that, mm-hmm. full of art, of beauty, to rebuild the dignity of the people, to find ways of involving all the community of the chef, San Francisco, in Merida, in Thessalonica, in Greece, in, of course, in Asia. And, first of all, then, you know, this new project that is going to be in September, you know, I have a child that, you know, he's a special child. So what we did, we're gonna open a special kitchen for special child. They're gonna make the best tortellini in the world, and they're gonna sell tortellini and lasagna to every single one who wants to buy something like that. So these kind of things, I think, is something that or you like or you don't have it. And using the spotlight that you have to make visible the invisible, you know, it's extremely, extremely important.
Thank you.
Laura.
Hi, thank
This is Summer Lee from Korea.
So I'm so happy. Thank you. You represent the future of this world. What's the celebrity crap with Jeff and the fancy bar with anything of food. The mission is what's really important to you, and you're doing it.
Thank you.
I think we're happier than you are. if that's possible, I think we're happier than you are.
I'm very happy for all the hard work of our team, you know, to be able to do these things that require so many people behind us.
And then, if so, if you were to do one, what would be the book about?
No, can you please tell me?
So you have written two books so far.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you're in the process of writing another one. So, if you
Lara, want to... Lara, can you answer the question?
Are we going to write another book?
So, if you were to write another book, what would that book about?
Maybe Red is Gold, Chapter 2. Or Rice is Gold, if it stays on Asia. Can be very interesting, you know.
And Rice is Gold.
Yeah, Bread is Gold, Chapter 2, focus on London, on Paris, and maybe some Rio de Janeiro. Could be very interesting.
I think we need to write a book about all the things we haven't told before yet.
John Scanza, the United States. Congratulations to Massimo, Lara, and the entire Korea team. How has that your success, Dottoria Francescana, affected Modena and the surrounding area?
Affected a lot. You know, it really changed Modena. You know, when I ride my bicycle in the downtown Modena, because you cannot drive in downtown Modena, you just have to ride your bicycle. The people, even in the store, they stopped me just to say thank you. Because there was no tourism in Modena. It's a very small town, you know, very, very nice. And, you know, there are people that are coming to Modena. You know, like 1 month ago, I just arrived and, there was a bus full of Chinese, you know, and they stopped in front of Osteria. They were taking pictures in front of Osteria Francescana. You know, something unbelievable. Something so, wow, that's amazing. And we raised the bar high, you know, with the sandwich shop or the small coffee shop or everything, you know, we raise up. And, you know, this is very, very important. And Modena became a gastronomic, point or referent in Italy. But I think it's not just about Modena, it's about all Italy, you know. We already did, and we already talked 3 years ago. It was very, very important. Enrico Crippa, before he said to me, I'm praying you'll be number one again, because, it was so helpful for us. You know, to see so many gourmets from all over the world coming back to Italy and try our food, because it's not just about me, it's about all of us. So this is what I think.
Final question from the back there.
Massimo, grazie. Italiano,
come vuoi, comprendo lo spagnolo molto bene.
Come ti senti? Este momento donde en el juez la feria vuelve a ser el mejor restaurante, ¿cómo te sientes? ¿Qué tiene tu corazón en este momento?
Ma, il mio cuore ha letto bene, nonostante it's really, I think it's a strong heart, because, you know, after all these years, and the two number one, number one, number two, the two number one. And I was looking at Rocca, and he was like, and I was safe. We are very good friends, you know. We are very good. This is what the difference. The difference is there, you know. It's like the community that there is now with all the chefs and the things. It's just unbelievable. All my brothers couldn't be here.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
kind of feeling. Just 5 years ago. So it's like, it's really, it's friendship. As Daniel Lam, did you notice the post of Daniel Lam yesterday night? Me, him, and Raga, you know, taking selfie. You know, he posted and he wrote amazing words about us. About us, all of us. You know, even the people that are not in the in the 50, but like another guy, like Stan from Aqua, that is going to come in Vaccine, you know, in Sinai, we're going to do, we're going to make a dinner together to raise money to rebuild the old temple down in Naples. So, you're invited.
thank you very much. And one more thank you to Matthew.
Bravo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you hear Anne having a few words with Laura in the background?
Laura.
She's just an amazing lady, and one of the reasons, one of the primary reasons, I think, why Massimo has been successful, and undoubtedly a primary reason why everybody loves him. Because
Laura's very active in the refectory.
He's such a great guy, and she's a great gal, and it's always a pleasure to see them successful. Nice guys finish first. Is the report I put on our website, and I think that says it all. So anyway, we'll be back after a short break, so don't go away.
Welcome back. Now, an issue looming around the globe is the issue of sustainability, and this is particularly true in the restaurant community. We had a conference also in Bilbao, before the actual awards hit, and one of the movers and shakers is a chef that we interviewed off before the event, and well, let's just listen to an echo, and he will give you his perspective on sustainability and how the whole effort is going worldwide and in Spain.
And just, by the way, his last name is spelled ATXA.
You know, I sort of avoided that.
don't know how to pronounce it.
I will do that eventually.
His landmark restaurant is just outside the city of Bilbao. It's
called
Azurmendi. And what I'm not sure was clear to me, or Anne for that matter, we were finding out more about Eneco, is that he has restaurants called Basque Kitchens in both London and Tokyo.
Right, well, we haven't been to those.
This is a very dramatic young man. He remembered, however, this is a brilliant young man. He remembered the time that we had interviewed him before. It was 4 years ago at the World's 50 Best Restaurants.
Yeah, in London.
In London. And, well, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
That in all the crowd of people, he came over and he said, "Hello, I do remember. What a pleasure it was for you to interview me," and I couldn't remember what it was. But anyway, here's Eneco talking sustainability, which is a big thing for him and his restaurant, and for the restaurant community, and for the world as a whole.
We were talking to Eneco, and he is single-handedly, I understand, responsible for getting the Basque chefs, particularly, attuned to the concept of sustainability. We interviewed you 4 years ago, and it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again. It's a pleasure for me. And yes, today is a very special day for us because in the end we achieved that build one association about sustainability. And now it's one association only for the three Michelin star chef or for a very famous chef. Is one association for everybody, for the people that have a bars, for the people that have a very small restaurant, for the young people, and we want to create one conscience for the new generations about the importance about the sustainability, because for a long time we are speaking about the food for the kitchen, for the fine dining, for the other things. Always inspiring in the nature, always inspiring of the products, always very close to the farmers. Mm-hmm. After, we need that create something special and different, thinking also and feeling very close to the other disciplines to can support the sustainability also in the gastronomy world, like architecture, belle arts, nutrition, scientifics. All the people have to say something about the sustainability in the gastronomy world. Why? Because we need other alternatives, other knowledge to create something different. We have to create one world more sustainable, one world with more respect for the farmers, because the farmers are the soul, are the interpreting how is the nature working for us. And then I think that the nature is like a present for us, and we have to be careful and we have to take care with this. All the time is important. And normally when you have a very small project, one bar, one small restaurant in the beginning, you need all the time different tools to make your ideas. And in a lot of times I find people that they told me, Eneko, I have one idea to make something more sustainable, but it's impossible for me because I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the tools. And then we thought that the Sustainability Association was the one way to help and to push the new generations to create one normal and sustainable environment.
Now, your restaurant, of course, is where you practice sustainability. Azurmendi's has moved up in the world to be. You are here, of course, because you are in the top 50. We don't know the number yet, but it's going to be high up there. What were some of the practices? I mean, sustainability means different things to different people. What kinds of things are you advocating when you're meeting with these individual chefs?
We are discovering a new world because we don't have a precedent before that we start working with this. But overall, we start to work time ago about the food, about the products, connecting with the farmers. But after, we feel also that the all that around the restaurant, it's important to be careful also with this. And for this, we create one restaurant, the Azurmendi building, with the last techniques that we have to work better. For example, photovoltaic panels, geothermic with 18 holes to achieve energy for underground. Mm-hmm. We are recycling the rainwater. We use a lot of recycling materials also. And a lot of different things, like, for example, if you come in the electric car, it's very free to charge in Azurmendi your car. And also we are cooperating on the other hand, with the local people also, with the society. In Larrabetu is our town, where Azurmendi is. We are working with the city hall, with the farmers, with the citizens, about how we can recycle all the garbage. I don't know how it's in English. The food that you are putting in the garbage, we are creating one compost about this. All together, all the town together. And this way, you are creating something sustainable, but overall, you are creating one mind sustainable. Everybody together. And the next generations, when are growing, are understanding naturally that they have to continue with these plans and with this project. It's something normal, not something exceptional. It's something that you have to need. You have to do.
Now, this part of Spain is one of the world's leaders in advancing culinary arts. Why do you think that it's an area that was slow to adopt the concepts of sustainability?
I think that we are making something more professional now. But before, I think that each chef and each restaurant start to work about sustainability, but like individuals. And then it's less visual than now. And now, all together, with the same association, I think that we can work better. We can share the different ideas. We can share the different concepts. And we can help one another. It's important for this. We have that the union is the power for this thing. And I think that we have to show to the society that we are worried with this and we are with the big conscience to work about this.
And what is it called again? Your organization is called in Espanol.
Yeah, how? The name of the foundation that is behind the this is Basque Know-How, the foundation, and the simplicity is Gastronomía y Desarrollo Sostenible.
This is an area of Spain that is very well known for its seafood, for the fish.
Yes.
And yet, one of the biggest issues across the world for a long time has been sustainability of what you take out of the ocean. How is that part of what you're doing here with your program?
I think that here we have we are lucky in this subject because we have the government here is working for a long time about the fishermen, about the fish, and then we have very nice laws about this. And I think that in the last years, and maybe it's not enough yet, but I think that Europe is working also very hard to put different plans to keep our sustainability in the sea also.
Yeah, it's funny, when I was a child, we used to see the fleet of boats that followed the herring all the way around the North Sea, all the way from England to the Norwegian countries, to Holland, and there was fish everywhere. There was fish. There was so much fish that if it fell off the loading dock, nobody bothered to pick it up.
Yeah.
But now that fleet has gone.
But I think that here, I feel very lucky because when I was young, when I was white child, I find different fishes on my table, and fortunately, I think that we have the same products in the same table, and this is because the local government work very good, and the local fishermen have a big common sense, and they understand sustainability before that the sustainability was a specific word. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do. Now, slightly different tack. You know Chef Dan Barber, I'm sure, from Stone Barns.
Yes.
And he says one of the biggest challenges in the part of the world where he tries to grow things is there is a season called winter. When nothing grows. Is that an issue here in the Basque Country, or is the Basque Country friendlier when it comes to the weather?
Yeah. I think that in the Basque Country we always... We don't decide never that we will cook. The nature decides we will cook in the future. It's the nature that have to explain an echo in this time you have, in this season you have this product. You have to cook with this. Next time you have this product. You have to respect the nature. You don't have to change this. We have to continue respecting the seasons, respecting the farmers' work, and respecting the local products. Also, you can work with other products from other countries. If behind these products, you can find something sustainable or solidarity. But overall, you have to work here very close with the farmers, with the fishermen, with the people that are here, creating the enrichment for all the society, creating the something very cultural, creating the one page of your history.
One of the problems is finding the truth about, we're still talking about the oceans and fish, yes. And we rely on an organization called the Monterey Bay Seafood in the States, Monterey for Sustainability. They just discovered two questions here. They just discovered a very well-known, prominent, a fish purveyor in the United States that has been lying to the people buying his fish, which includes chefs. And I don't know how the ordinary person knows, but my question is to you, is there an organization that you depend on for sustainability information on through the whole Spain or the whole of Europe?
I think that the problem is one problem is mundial problem. It's one problem for all the world. But I think that we chefs, we can put something small to change the world about this subject. But overall, I think that the solution for this are in the schools. We have to start with education. We have to start with education, and we have to start explaining for the very young people and for the kids that we have to respect our seeds, we have to respect our fish, we have to respect our suppliers or producers. We don't send message, you don't have to eat this, you don't have the... We have to explain why you have to take care of the oceans, how you have to take care of this, or how you have to eat, or how you have to understand that the... For example, one doctor is somebody very respectful for the society, and one farmer, why not? And one fisherman, why not? And then, in the schools, from the education, we have to explain that it's very important for your life, and it's very important because they are understanding and take care in your nature from farmers and fishermen. And then, the problem is big, it's mundial. But the solution is also for the education. The education is the unique key that we have to use, the knowledge and education.
Now, did you get a very good response to this conference? Because this is the first that I've known about for sustainability here in the Basque Country, right?
Yeah, I think that in the Basque Country, all the schools are starting to create one conscience about the sustainability. And I think that I hope, and I wish that in the new generations, feel the sustainability like something normal. For me, the success about this associated will be that this associated finish it in 10 years, because they want to be that we don't need more associations, because the people have into this soul, as this philosophy, the natural way.
Well, I'm excited about it, and the people I've talked to here are, and I hope you're right that in 10 years we won't need to remind us. Good luck on the 50 best for you. And yes, and you've come just so many long strides from when we first met. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Next up is one of our most favorite chefs in Spain, Carmen.
One of our favorites in the whole world.
In the whole world, Carmen Ruiz Gallega. We took a train from Barcelona to Sant Pau de Mar, which is on the beach, and it's a gorgeous place. I mean, I'd like to go there and stay overnight. We just went down for a long and wonderful lunch. But Carmen is both a visual artist and a chef, and a master in both of those fields. So her food is delicious, and it's also beautiful. She has a restaurant in Tokyo, and also in Barcelona. We'll get that interview that we conducted later in a future program.
One of the things we should mention is that this year for restaurants Sant Pau and Carme and her husband, is the 30th year of their operation.
And they had a big celebration, 30 year, and a wonderful little souvenir book with her drawings in it. And I think we should point out that she also is one of just a few women in the world, chefs, who hold 3 Michelin stars.
So just in case you're getting the message.
It was wonderful.
Not clearly enough. The answer is go there. You'll be assured of a wonderful time. And you'll be sure of some wonderful food. Because we enjoyed every mouthful.
Yes. And
did we not?
And we loved talking to Carmen.
And we made it both ways on the Spanish train system, which in itself was quite an achievement. It's not easy to figure out where you buy a ticket, and it's even harder to figure out where you get on. But we did it anyway, and we're so glad to be able to bring Carme to you around the world.
We are so happy to be back at this restaurant that we fell in love with the chef proprietor, Carme Ruiz Calleja, who we also fell in love with. And I can't believe that Carme, this restaurant, is 30 years old. You were having a celebration. Do you think back to when you started it and what a risk you took?
Naturalmente, abrir un restaurante merece una fuerza de emprender un viaje, de un riesgo de fracaso, pero tú lo abres para triunfar. Triunfarás si compras el mejor producto que tu economía te permita, si eres capaz de trabajar cada día duro y con ilusión, y si evidentemente estás dispuesto a cruzar un desierto muy seco. Me refiero a que el éxito no llega enseguida, sino que debes dedicarle años para posicionar tu restaurante con unos clientes que lo mantengan. Lo he logrado porque tengo una pareja que me ha apoyado desde el primer día. Yo sola no lo habría conseguido, él solo tampoco.
Muy bien. Ves-me dient
sí. Has estat, quan obres un establiment, tu saps que pots fracassar, però tu pots triomfar.
When you open the restaurant, you know that you can... Fracàs.
No exit.
The other way to exit, which one? I mean, like, down.
The complaint of success. The
complaint of
success. Yeah, you can... have both, so you want to have success,
yes.
You want to be successful, so what you have to do, you have to get the better product you can have, working hard and having so many ideas.
I està disposat a creuar un desert molt sec. Això vol dir que han de passar anys abans no triomfis.
And you have to be open and be prepared to know that you will have to wait for a desert, a difficult moment, and this will take, for the success will take time. So you have to be ready to that, to be ready.
Ho he lograt perquè tinc una parella realment que és una parella que fa tot el suport necessari per fer-ho. Jo sola no ho hauria aconseguit, ell sol tampoc.
She got it, she got the successful because she has someone close to her, her husband,
yeah.
That he made all what he could to help her, to be involved on all this, and she knows that she by herself couldn't make it, and she knows that he by himself will not make it. I mean, like, they are a team, and a good team. That's it.
Yeah, no, we met your husband when we were here, and we met your daughter also, and your son now owns a restaurant that we're going to visit in Barcelona, and since we ate here the last time, you opened a restaurant in Tokyo. How do you handle so many different demands?
Naturalmente que con estos años se nos han abierto muchas puertas profesionales. Ello se puede llevar a cabo con mucha organización, con un plan de organización de un trabajo muy medido y con una capacidad naturalmente de trabajo y con un equipo que me acompaña. Por lo tanto, el día empieza muy pronto atendiendo Tokio, atendiendo Barcelona y atendiendo San Paul y así cada día. Sin una organización, sin un buen equipo, es imposible.
So it's a hard work, but with dedication, hard work, and disciplinary hours and disciplinary work. Is that right?
What?
A methodology. I mean, like to be, being straight with your times, yes, with what you have to do, with a good team and hard work. That's how you can get all solved. And the day starts really early. You have to, well, she has to attend Tokyo, Barcelona, and then São Paulo. And that's for all team. They can make it.
No, every time I think of Carme, I don't separate out the fact that in addition to being a wonderful chef with three Michelin stars for quite a long time, she is also an artist, has done illustrations for her anniversary book, 30th anniversary, 30 years. And how does her talent and her passion for food and her talent and passion for art overlap?
Yo estoy convencida que cuando un trabajo merece organización de un equipo y además creatividad, debes tener muy cuidado tu mundo afectivo. Por lo tanto, estoy en una zona que es muy inspiradora, el mar es muy inspirador, Japón es muy inspirador y tengo un círculo afectivo que me abriga y continúo acariciando esta niña que habitaba en mí, que quería hacer cosas a su manera. Y mi premio de la vida es poder hacer cosas a mi manera.
Crec que pregunto més aviat per el tema dels dibuixos, d'on neix aquesta part.
Sí, neix d'això, sí. Fixa't, per ser creatiu, un ha de tenir, jo estic convençuda que ha de tenir el cercle afectiu molt sòlid, molt sòlid. Mm-hmm. Perquè després ja estic en un lloc com el Maresme, com Japó, que ja m'inspira. Per tant, jo tinc aquest cercle afectiu molt ben obert, per això continuo buscant aquella nena que mm-hmm. habita en mi, que volia fer coses a la seva manera i la meva feina m'ho dona.
Okay. She thinks that it's because you have to take care about your circle, the people who is around you, the effective feelings you can get. You have to take so much care about that, have strong ground, and take care also for the child it's growing on you. And since she was a child, she always wanted create and do the things on her own way. So also she is on a place that make her inspiration, like Maresma here or Tokyo. It makes her to be more creative. So from there it's the passion and...
Yo cuando era pequeña pedí a mi familia hacer una carrera artística. Yo soy hija de un agricultor y comerciante y lo vieron, que no me lo permitieron, lo vieron que eran todos unos bohemios. El premio me lo ha dado la vida, que ahora tengo un trabajo que puedo inventar, imaginar, dibujar y combinar colores. Por lo tanto, la cocina es el arte más completo, porque además de emocionarte, sirve para comer.
Also, when she was a child, she asked to her family to make a career in art, but her family said no, because they thought that all will be like boy. So life gave her this prime?
The opportunity.
Yeah, this opportunity to be creative, to do all what she likes, and in the best way that she could do that was with the food, and because it's the most perfect art, because you get nutrition from that and you can get feelings from that. I mean, like, your emotions get out seeing the food, tasting the food, smelling the food.
No, my mother had the same problem. Her family didn't want her to be an artist, but she never gave up. She always created art. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, we have this tasting menu that I wanted to talk about. It's 30 years of Saint Paul, which is the name of the restaurant, gastronomy. And it says memories of the shop. What you have done with this menu is trace the history of the restaurant. Could you explain in more detail, citing some of these dishes, how they apply to the history of the development of this restaurant?
Es un menú de aniversario que hace memoria al camino recorrido. Por esta razón empezamos, incluso los aperitivos que recibimos al cliente, sobre una fotografía de lo que era la tienda. Por lo tanto, esos tres sabores serán tres sabores muy marcados de la tienda. Croqueta de bacalao, habrá unas mongetas del ganchet que serán como un taco con pan tomàquet y botifarras, y habrá también un pastel de queso. En la tienda teníamos más de 50 quesos y hacíamos un pastel de queso, por lo tanto en este caso será salado. Son tres bocados de en memoria de la tienda que fue el embrión del restaurante.
So what she is saying is that even the starters are like a really particular part from her life, from the shop. The starters are made, well, are presented on top of a photography from the shop.
On the top of the what?
The photography, the picture. Yeah. And all these little snacks are so special from the shop. For example, they had so many cheeses, so it's why they made the cheesecake. To remember, to make a memorization of what she had on the shop, a little taco with butifarres, like a.
Sí, però el taco era farines de mongeta del ganchet que podíem servir amb nosaltres mongetes cuites.
Ah, okay. The taco, instead of being from flour, it's made with beans, because she was selling these products, and the butifarra, it's like a really Catalan. Meat, cur meat. It's not cur, no?
Sí, però cerca com un pudding de carn, no?
It's like a pudding of meat.
Sausage.
It's like a sausage, but really Catalan, and she made by herself. Mm-hmm. And then it's a little more snack, and it's a catfish croquette. So special. It's all the flavors are coming from really inside from the shop, something that they really had always, and something it was like a brand from her. Yes, the shop was like the pushing to feel the feeling to have a restaurant, because they made from their products what they were selling. They made some little products like the croquettes, like the cheese. So that was from where the push came.
Right. Sure.
One by one?
Some more.
Some more.
You don't need, you just need to do all of them. But.
Son muchos pasos. Hay incluso visión desde Tokio. Hay un pescado curado a la japonesa con una vinagreta y llamas a la catalana. Habrá sabores del terruño con salsa romesco, lentejas y cansalada. Habrá también sopas frías de tomate con langostinos y una carne importada de Japón, como es el wagyu. Vale.
So, it's some dishes with the inspiration from Japan, because it's something special on this restaurant. Yeah, it's 14 years working with them, so
14.
So it's really special now. So, well, before Q2. So it's a Japanese style curried fish, and with the vinegar on the Catalan style. So it's like kind of a fusion, and then we have earth flavors. Earth
flavors?
Yeah, from the earth. I mean, like, like herbs and stuff like that. That
herbs.
Yes, like sauces that it's made with herbs, a really Catalan dish and really Catalan flavors, like natural flavors. Then we have cold soup from tomatoes with king prawns. And also the wagyu, it's a Japanese meat, and it came from Japan, so...
Continuaremos con unas las cigalas que para mí es el marisco mejor trabajado a caballo de una crema muy muy delicada de azafrán y celery con un turbó con contrastes ácidos con chuní y con curry y una memoria de infancia de un guiso que para mí era el guiso de los domingos del día de fiesta.
Also, it continues with the lobster. With salts of saffron and celery, like so soft and delicious actually. And then came the turbo, the fish with sour contrast.
Yeah, contrast.
Mm-hmm. And then came like something that was really special for her. Childhood memories, because when it was Sunday they made like this food, this dish, so it makes her to have a memory when she was a child, and it's a meat coming from Girona. It's a really tender
beef.
We fighting ring mushrooms.
Para dejar la cocina salada y entrar en la parte dulce, servimos un té hojicha con una espuma de yuzu, otro guiño a Japón. Continuaremos con algo muy tradicional como es mel y mató, pero realmente la presencia está tratado como una joya, pero sabe solo a mel y mató. Vendrá otro postre que es el maresma, que son rosas y fresas. Y una misiva al cliente con pasión, por eso uno de los contenidos es pasión. Y como que el cerdo, elaborando cerdo en la tienda, me convirtió en una persona feliz, terminamos con un cerdito para romperlo y los petis dentro.
So, for go out from the salt food, it's getting, well, we have like a tea, ojicha tea, it's another wing to the Japan. With ojicha tea with the form of yuzu.
Yuzu.
And then it's coming the custard cheese, it's with honey. It's a really Catalan dish, but it has made with so many love and it's treated like a jowly, but still tasting like honey and custard cheese. I mean, like, even the appearance, the outside, and it's really pretty. Inside, it's still been the same, exactly the same. Then came the maresma. It's and a wing.
Sí, aquesta zona és productora de roses i maduixes. Per això, el maresma ho expliquem amb roses i maduixes.
The maresma is a producer of roses and strawberries, so that's why we make a fusion of that and explain the maresma on that way. And then the music to the client, it's made with a lot of passion, that's why it has a passion fruit inside.
I see.
And it's like a letter, like a romantic letter for the client. And then the last one, it's a pig, a chocolate pig. And it's because she was really happy working with pig on the shop, making meats and having nice products from them. And that's why we finished the menu with the pig, breaking this pig and having little petit fours to feel the same happiness that she could feel with it.
That's great.
Well, it seems, Carme, that the Japanese experience has influenced you, but you have also influenced the Japanese in your experience. Don't you think in all these years now that you have been a chef and a restaurateur that the role has changed for what a chef should do? Or maybe you don't agree with me. I think that the role is ever changing and that it is we're moving in a different direction for what a chef can do to change society even in a much broader way than just providing a fine dining experience. Do you agree with me? And if not, why not? Or if yes, could you explain more?
Ella està preguntant, tu has, o sigui, el japonès, el Japó ha influït en tu, tu has influït en Japó, i has fet alguna cosa més que la tasca d'un xef, que és fer menjar, no? Fer, disfrutar el menjar, sinó que has fet canviar com una mica la societat, bueno, influenciar, y si estás de acuerdo o no, y por qué en cada caso.
Cuando descubrí directamente la cocina japonesa in situ, en Japón, hice como un ejercicio mental de no voy a convertirme ahora a la cocina japonesa. Japón quiere que les traiga la cocina mediterránea. Pero en ese ejercicio de hacer esa voluntad, como que la cocina japonesa tiene grandes valores de productos, de sabores y de técnicas, han ido entrando en mi mente y se han ido fundiendo de una forma muy natural. Por lo tanto, creo que es una fusión vía natural, no es para impresionar. Los japoneses están encantados de esta fusión y nuestros clientes también. De hecho, en Japón descubrí que nuestra cocina catalana, que es tan diferente de la suya, en el concepto de fondo nos parecemos mucho, porque nos gusta comer cosas naturales de la estación, de la temporada, y además que la cocina no los destruya. Son cocinas muy diferentes, pero el concepto se parecen.
Vale. Sí, bé, mira, doncs, quan vaig arribar a Japó vaig fer la voluntat de, ara no em convertir en japonesa, si ells volen que hi porti cuina mediterrània.
Vale. Don, what she's saying is that when she went to Japan, she had to make like a really hard exercise, mental exercise, to don't convert herself to a Japanese style, because Japan wants the Mediterranean food. So,
sí, però amb el temps aquest pensament, aquest mur que vaig fer ha trobat unes escletxes i s'han anat colant productes, sabors i tècniques japoneses que han millorat la nostra cuina.
With the time, this wall that she made had like a little breaking and some Japanese concepts came to her to make a fusion because they consider, well, they have the kind of food that we have. I mean, like, they treat the food as we do, with natural flavors, seasonal.
Per tant, en el concepte les cuines s'assemblen molt, són molt diferents però s'assemblen. Per això la fusió és molt natural.
At the end, these two different kitchens, these two different ways to do, at the end of the end, I mean, like, the concept still been the same, to treat good the food, to have good alimentation, and that's why at the end they went to a fusion. I mean, like, do you understand me?
Yes. Jo espero que després ells visquin i trobin que és una fusió molt natural, que no és forçada.
She hopes that later you can see how the this fusion is completely natural, not forced, exactly.
No, que precisament em sento molt feliç de fer-ho, els nostres clients estan molt feliços i els japonesos també.
Well, she feels really happy, the clients feels happy with this fusion and the Japanese people feels happy for this fusion, so at the end, yes, they yes, they help each other to get better kitchen.
Descobrir Japó ha millorat la nostra cuina, estic segura.
She thinks that discover Japan was really good for her kitchen. That's all what you want? Or it's something else?
Well, yeah, Peter wants that.
I feel a little bit like a spare part because I've been listening to this entire conversation without saying a word, but now I get a turn, and my turn says it is awe-inspiring. It's awe, A-W-E, inspiring, what has been achieved in this restaurant by Carme. Quite. It's such an incredible achievement, just to and for us to be a part of 30 years of celebration of that is just really thrilling. And it has particular meaning for us today, because today is an anniversary for On the Menu. So listeners, get this. It's been 45 years since the one I love more than anything else in the whole world has been in my life, and I've been in hers for the same period of time, and we're celebrating it today, and there couldn't be a better place. So we're delighted to be here, Kame. We're just absolutely thrilled, and we're amazed at what you've achieved, and I'm sure there's more to come.
Bien, estamos felices por sus emociones, por sus expectativas. Queremos estar a la altura de su celebración.
She is really happy to have you here today, and she's like celebrating your feelings, and we want to be on the level of your expectations and on the level of this important celebration for you. So we will try to do our best.
Bravo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. And sweetheart, love.
And love back.
No more sentiment.
Yeah, no more sentiment, and we'll both start crying. Yes, time to experience in food your advances and your journey from when you started to this point, and we will always just admire what you have achieved. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us as well, and thank you for your help with the translation. Say your name for us.
Well, thank you. I did my best, or what I could, and my name is Laia Serra.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, so there you have it for another week, another great program, an introduction to the wonders of World's 50 Best and Spain, which we'll be providing for you over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So in the meantime, take care. Join us again, same time, same place next week.
Bye-bye.